Welcome into Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I appreciate all of you hanging out with me. We are on the eve of, I would say, the official start of college football. Week one underway tomorrow. I am hopping in a car early in the morning. We'll drive up to Knoxville doing the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show from a Knoxville studio. Then I will be out and about tailgating. We've got a great Outkick party. I'll tell you a couple of those details in a moment. But first, incredible offer right off the top. You bet $5, you can win $150. All you have to do is pick the winner of Georgia-Clemson. Let me repeat that. You bet $5, all you have to do is bet the winner, Georgia or Clemson, $5 to win $150. That means you got a friend, new user, get them to take the other side. You bet $10, you're guaranteed to win $150. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Clay. That is FanDuel.com/Clay. Bill Belichick was asked about why he released Cam Newton. And they said, hey, Bill, was it because he was unvaccinated? And I wish a coach would respond this way. And I'm going to defend Cam Newton. Cam Newton's already had COVID. According to Israeli data, you are up to 27 times as protected from having COVID as you are from actually getting vaccinated. So Belichick pointed out that lots of vaccinated players are testing positive. There's lots of breakthrough cases for coaches and for players. But I wish he would have taken it a step further and said, look, Cam has already had COVID. I think the reason why Cam was released by the New England Patriots is because Belichick thought Mac Jones was going to be better, and he knew that Cam Newton was not necessarily a backup and that it wouldn't make sense to have Cam as a backup. Cam thinks he's a starter. Now, I don't know that Cam Newton is going to be able to start anywhere. I think there's probably a strong likelihood that Cam Newton's career is over. Heisman Trophy winner, national champion, Super Bowl, and NFL MVP. I don't think there's any way to say it other than Cam Newton has been a tremendous success at the quarterback position. But man, if he had won that game against the Denver Broncos, we would think entirely differently in the Super Bowl about Cam Newton than we do right now. But I do give Belichick credit for addressing the fact that a lot of people in the NFL are refusing to acknowledge, which is there are lots of players testing positive who have already been vaccinated, and this is not going to eliminate the danger. All right, I want to go ahead and give you some winners. You guys know that I absolutely love to gamble, and I especially love to gamble on college football. So here are my picks. Thursday night, I got Bowling Green plus 35 at Tennessee. I've got Minnesota plus 14 against Ohio State. I have got Penn State plus 5.5 at Wisconsin. Bama minus 19.5 against Miami. Nick Saban 6-0 against the spread against ranked teams in week one at Alabama. FAU plus 23.5 at Florida. I have got Georgia plus 3 against Clemson. Let's talk about this game for a minute, this Georgia-Clemson game. I think there's a decent chance, if you look at Georgia's schedule and you look at Clemson's schedule, that the college football playoff, if both of these teams are in the mix, could come down to what happens on Saturday in Charlotte. Now, I'm going to be Saturday in Charlotte doing the Fox pregame show. We are going to have a really good setup for you, tailgate style. If you are going to be in Charlotte, we'll be live from 10 to noon as a part of the Fox Big Noon Saturday pregame show. But think about it. SEC East, I think there's going to be a big drop-off after Georgia. I'm not a believer that Florida, without Kyle Trask and without Kyle Pitts, is going to be able to be the same sort of offensive juggernaut that they were. I also don't believe that Tennessee, South Carolina, Kentucky, Missouri, or Vanderbilt are going to be very good. And so I think Georgia, if they were to beat Clemson, has a good chance to go undefeated this year. I don't think Auburn's going to be that talented. You look at the Georgia schedule, it's not particularly difficult. I think there's a decent chance Georgia could go 12-0 if they beat Clemson. They go 12-0, and they lose in the SEC championship game. Because obviously, if Georgia goes 13-0, they'd be in the playoff. They go 12-0 and lose in the SEC championship game. Or go 12-1, come back and beat somebody in the SEC championship game. I think they'd get in over Clemson. Because Clemson doesn't have a very difficult schedule. The ACC, maybe they get a tough matchup against UNC in the ACC championship game. But I don't think FSU is going to be very good. I'm not a big believer on Miami. Is it possible that what happens in Georgia-Clemson decides a playoff spot? I think it downright is. And I like Georgia to cover the 3. I actually like Georgia to pull off the upset, and I like the over in that game. LSU-UCLA, Chip Kelly. This is the most intriguing game to me. Chip Kelly, you know the stats on Chip Kelly? 46-7, 33-3 in the Pac-12. That was Chip Kelly's record at Oregon. Since he took over UCLA, where he's now in season 4, he's gone 11-21 overall, just 10-15 in the Pac-12. Can they get a big upset over LSU? LSU around a 3-point favorite. I like the over, and I like UCLA plus 65.5. Ole Miss Louisville, I'm taking the over on the Lane Kiffin train every single time that I can. It's a no-brainer. And then I have got Florida State. I think gets a nice cover as a 7.5-point underdog against Notre Dame. By the way, FSU, 3 straight losing seasons. First time Florida State has had 3 straight losing seasons since between 1974 and 1976. You guys paying attention to the Mets? The Mets, so first of all, we didn't hardly talk about this. Did you see the Mets were booing fans whenever they made big plays? Now the GM of the Mets, I saw this and I was like, oh my God, I can't even believe that this is real right now. On the night that New York Mets GM Zach Scott was arrested for allegedly driving drunk, he was at the Connecticut home of team owner Steve Cohen. This is according to Jeff Passan at ESPN. And he was attending a fundraiser for the team's Amazing Mets Foundation being held at the house, and the GM and other players were there. I mean, the Mets are an unprecedented dumpster fire. Absolute mess beyond measure. They were in first place for a long time. They have fallen out of first place. I can't even keep my hands wrapped around how crazy everything is with the Mets right now. Let me tell you about Farmfolio. Look, you guys know the stock market's super high. You know that right now the Biden administration's trying to increase taxes. There's all sorts of money that is being pumped into the market. Inflation has gone up substantially. Maybe you're looking for an asset that can help to protect against inflation. S&P 500 and the Dow both near all-time highs. How about farmland? Really? Do you know farmlands consistently outperform the S&P 500? And there are lots of other big time investors. Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, all these guys are buying farmland. And did you know that you can sign up as well in getting your piece of land to help hedge against inflation? You know, my grandfather, when he retired, worked at DuPont his entire life. I'm named after him, Clay Travis. Came down from Muhlenberg County, Kentucky, took a job at DuPont, worked there his entire life. When he retired, he bought 700 acres of farmland in Perry County, Tennessee. If any of you know West Tennessee at all, it's between Linden and Hohenwald on Highway 412 out there. And he wanted to be able to hedge against inflation because he foresaw what was going to happen potentially with the Jimmy Carter administration. Well, right now, Farmfolio can help hedge yourself against inflation by helping to protect your assets right as taxes are going to go way up. You can head over to farmfolio.net/clay. Again, that's farmfolio.net/clay to learn more about owning farmland as a great hedge against inflation. Contact Farmfolio one more time. Farmfolio.net/clay. That's FarmFolio.net/clay. The OutKick bus tour is officially going to get underway, as I said a little bit earlier, tomorrow. I'm going to leave early in the morning, and I am headed to Knoxville. I'll do my radio show up there. I'll do some television, and we are going to have the Outkick 360 broadcasting live from Cumberland Avenue. We'll also be broadcasting live from Charlotte on Saturday. We are going to be at the Uptown Bar and Grill. The Uptown Bar and Grill on Cumberland Avenue. You can go check out the Outkick 360. Chad Withrow, Jonathan Hutton, Paul Kaharski. They are going to be broadcasting live from Knoxville from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. The game is at 8. We'll have pregame and postgame specials. You'll be able to come hang out with the Outkick crew before that game against Bowling Green. Encourage all of you to come there. And then we are going to be set up, and I'll tweet out the location on Saturday. I will be live in Charlotte from 10 to noon as a part of the Big Noon Saturday. Next week, as I said, we'll be in Fayetteville, Arkansas for Texas against Arkansas. Week after that, we will be on the road again. Should be a lot of fun for Florida going up, Alabama, sorry, on the road going up against Florida down in Gainesville. That's the first 3 weeks so far. Want to give props. I gave it to Oklahoma yesterday for hosting Tulane and giving all of the money that they're going to earn to Tulane, who was scheduled to have the home game. Props to Jacksonville, the Jags, for being able to host the Saints for their home opener. It was not the plan, obviously, for the Saints to be on the road. The Jameis Winston experience returns to Florida, where Jameis Winston played for both Florida State and for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that game is going to be played in Jacksonville. The Saints may have to be on the road for a month or more. I want to encourage all of you to do whatever you can to give for Hurricane Ida relief. I know a lot of you all over the state of Louisiana are still suffering from Hurricane Ida coming through and wreaking havoc in that region on the 16th anniversary of Katrina. So I encourage all of you to check that out and make sure that you are doing everything you can to help. Look, I'm sitting right now in the X chair. You see the X chair? We're in the process of doing a lot of different shows every day. I got Fox Bet Live. I got my radio show. I've got this show. This morning I gave you out the gambling picks. I'm writing. I'm doing the new behind the scenes tour of SEC stadiums for a Fox Nation show, which I think you guys are going to enjoy. And I got to be in a comfortable chair. I'm working a lot of hours. And right now, X-Chair's newest innovation is the LMAX temperature regulator. It'll take your seating comfort to a brand new level. It will allow you to experience heat, cool, massage. It's amazing. You're cold? How about setting some heat with LMAX? You're hot? How about some cool from LMAX? Need a massage because you've been working so much? Get hooked up with LMAX massage therapy and relax. Your comfort is guaranteed. You can regulate your body temperature through the chair that you are sitting in. All you have to do is go to xchairclay.com. X-Chair on sale right now, $100 off. Go to xchairclay.com now. That's X-Chair, C-L-A-Y.com, or call 1-844-4-X-Chair. X-Chair has a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort, and you can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. Go to xchairclay.com now and use the code XWheels for free X-Wheel blade casters. You will be glad that you did it. Get hooked up right now and make a smart decision. Mess in the NBA. I don't know how many players are going to be unvaccinated, but NBA players now won't be able to play if they are in a vaccine-mandated city unless they have had the vaccine. This is the most draconian standard, probably not surprising, because the NBA is the most left-wing of all the different leagues. The NBA is not going to allow players to play at all if they are unvaccinated and they are in cities that are mandating vaccine. New York, LA, among others, certainly, in those markets. This is going to be a story worth following because by the time we get to the NBA season, which, by the way, starts next month, it's like the NBA and the NHL never stop playing. They're still recovering from the mess that was COVID in terms of their overall schedule. But unvaccinated NBA players, according to a directive that came out today from Adam Silver, won't be allowed to play in mandated cities where vaccines are being required. And did you see this? The CDC said that unvaccinated people would not be, in their opinion, should not be traveling for Labor Day. Again, I just want to keep reiterating this because I think it's significant. If you have had COVID, you are statistically likely to be more protected than someone who has gotten the vaccine. So we need to stop talking about vaccinated versus unvaccinated. And instead, we need to talk about people who have immunity and non-immunity. It can be vaccinated immunity or it can be natural immunity. But that is a big difference that for whatever reason, the media and many of our experts won't actually acknowledge, give credit to Senator Rand Paul, a doctor from Kentucky who has been hammering this home for a long time. The data matters in a big way as it pertains to this issue. I don't know if you saw this, but ESPN's been dealing with all the fallout of this ridiculous high school game that they put on television. This Ohio school was playing against IMG, and they had no business being in this game, and there may end up being criminal charges before all is said and done surrounding this game that took place. But in addition to that, Rachel Nichols effectively sidelined and fired, and today was the final day for Max Kellerman on First Take, as Stephen A. Smith, strongest personality, most powerful personality in all of ESPN right now, basically decided Max Kellerman was no good for him and kicked Max Kellerman to the curb. And the talk is that they're going to put Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio now, as ESPN Radio has basically been a total dumpster fire ever since Colin Cowherd left ESPN and went and joined Fox Sports Radio. So, I appreciate all of you. Hope to see a lot of you in Knoxville and in Charlotte over the weekend. Best game of the weekend, Georgia-Clemson. Most interesting game to me of the weekend, LSU at UCLA. 11 different gambling picks. Tap the veins, boys and girls. I will give you the blood bank guarantee on Fox Bet Live later this week. We are live on Fox Bet Live at 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Mountain, 2 o'clock Pacific. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for hanging out with me, and I look forward to seeing a lot of you in Knoxville tomorrow and in Charlotte. College football is here. Praise the Lord. Fans are going to be back. Tailgating is going to be back after last season, which felt like a pale shadow version of the typical college football season. I can't wait to be out among all of you, my diehard college football fans. You know, there's something about it. There's something timeless. Whatever team you root for, when that team comes running onto the field, you are lost in the moment. And I know that timelessness is going to strike me tomorrow like it has since all the way back when I was 5 years old, when the Pride of the Southland Band is marching on the University of Tennessee field and they turn that T into an opportunity for all of the University of Tennessee players to come running through. It is a timeless feeling, the pomp, the circumstance, the pageantry of college football. It's what we do better than any other sport that I've ever had the good fortune to attend. I've been to a lot of different sporting events, World Cup events, English Premier League games, NFL, major hockey, NHL Stanley Cup finals, NBA finals. I've been to all of it. Nothing compares to the experience of college football and the electricity on a fall Saturday when your favorite team and all of its fans stand as one. I can't wait to see you guys. Like I said, I'm excited for the Outkick bus tour. It's going to be a wild fall. I also am looking forward to you seeing the documentary reality show that we are doing that will be on Fox Nation. It's going to be 3 total hours spent with me running around and seeing the best things on the college football campuses all fall. My name is Clay Travis, DBAP, unless you need to SBAP, and thank you all for hanging out with me Let's have some toe meat leather and have a normal college football season. I can't wait.